news all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Friday, February 22nd, 2019. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. Patriots owner Robert Kraft facing prostitution charges in Florida. Police in Jupiter, Florida say they have videotape of the 77-year-old Kraft paying for a sex act inside a massage parlor. In a statement, a spokesperson says Kraft denies doing anything illegal. The misdemeanor charges come as part of an effort to crack down on human trafficking in the area in and around Palm Beach County. Governor Cuomo says Amazon's decision to back out of its deal in New York is the greatest tragedy he's seen since he's been in government. He once again blamed Democrats who control the state Senate. In response, Senate Democrats say the governor is once again failing to accept any responsibility. A presidential pardon may not be a get-out-of-jail-free card after all for former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. Both Bloomberg News and the New York Times saying the Manhattan DA's office has put together a criminal case against Manafort should he receive such a pardon. Police in Montclair now say they've arrested a suspect who they believe may be responsible for about 50 robberies in the past year. Authorities say Savion Hales was arrested after a brief foot chase in Jersey City on yesterday. And the producers of Empire say Jussie Smollett's character will be removed from the final two episodes of this season. The decision coming a day after the actor was charged with faking a racist and homophobic attack against himself in Chicago. Hey, forget about gum recession. The Tooth Fairy apparently dealing with economic recession. For the second year in a row, payouts for lost teeth have dropped. According to a survey from Delta Dental, an average lost tooth is now worth $3.70. That's down from $4.13 just a year ago. 1010 Wins AccuWeather now. Cloudy and cold tonight with lows in the 20s. Cloudy and cold on Saturday also with a high of 44 degrees. Rainy tomorrow night into Sunday. It'll clear up later in the day on Sunday at least, with temperatures getting up into the high 50s. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.